From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. North Korea claims a successful hydrogen bomb test. The UN Security Council says it is working to craft new sanctions against North Korea because of its latest nuclear test. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon condemned it.
This act is profoundly destabilizing for regional security and seriously undermines international non-proliferation efforts. I condemn it unequivocally.
After an emergency session Wednesday, the Security Council said the actions from North Korea pose a threat to international peace and security. A military spokesman says coalition airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Iraq and Syria killed about 2,500 militants in December. Colonel Steve Warren told reporters since coalition airstrikes began in August of 2014, the Islamic State has lost at least 20,000 square kilometers of land it once controlled. He said the IS has not gained any land since May of last year. Iraq's foreign minister offered Wednesday to act as a mediator between Iran and Saudi Arabia. Relations between those two countries deteriorated this week following the Saudi execution of prominent Shiite cleric. Protesters stormed the Saudi embassy in Tehran, and Saudi Arabia then cut off diplomatic ties with Iran. Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf says she is supporting the call by Liberians to reduce the presidential term of office from 2 6-year terms to 2 4-year terms. A constitutional review commission set up by Ms. Sirleaf recommended last year to reduce the number of years the president can serve. The commission also recommended the term of office for senators and representatives be reduced. This is VOA News. UN peacekeepers in the Central African Republic are facing new allegations of sexual abuse. Katerina Haya reports.
UN peacekeepers and international troops in the Central African Republic are again being accused of sexual abuse and misconduct. In the latest case, troops are accused of raping, sexually exploiting, and engaging in transactional sex with 4 young girls, some of them living in a camp for displaced people in the capital Bangui, according to media reports. The victims, all minors, have received medical treatment and are in the care of UNICEF and NGOs. Katerina Haye, Bangui.
Syrian activists say the Islamic State group has executed a woman reporter. The victim was reporting from inside IS-held territory as an independent journalist. Rukia Hassan wrote about daily life in Raqqa, the IS stronghold in Syria. German officials say a series of sexual assaults and thefts that took place during New Year's Eve celebrations in Cologne were likely part of a coordinated effort by a criminal gang. Police say about 1,000 men, mostly of Arab or North African origin, had gathered near Cologne's main train station around midnight throwing fireworks. Police moved in to break up the revelry. Smaller groups of men began surrounding women passing through the area, groping and harassing them, and stealing their belongings. Germany says nearly 1.1 million people registered as migrants within its borders last year. In numbers released Wednesday, Germany said more than 400,000 migrants came from war-torn Syria. The next two largest nations of origin were Afghanistan and Iraq. Afghan authorities say their security forces made advances Wednesday in a southern district, killing 43 Taliban insurgents and wounding many others. The fighting in Marja erupted a day earlier when Afghan forces, backed by U.S. military personnel, launched a counteroffensive to try to regain lost territory. A powerful El Niño-influenced storm hit the coast of California, dumping much-needed rain on a state stricken with a severe drought. The National Weather Service says storms Wednesday and Thursday are expected to dump more than 7 centimeters of rain. The first female commandant of the U.S. Military Academy at West Point was sworn in on Tuesday. Brigadier General Diane Holland assumed the leadership post after being honored in a ceremony at the academy. Bangladesh's Supreme Court has upheld the death sentences given the leader of the country's largest Islamist party for war crimes. A panel of judges rejected an appeal by Motiur Rahman Nizami, a former cabinet minister who leads the Jamaat-e-Islami party. The decision clears the last barrier for his execution. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.